Eddie area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered
whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Such a selection in your life? Wait a minute, I know exactly what you're gonna say. Can Del Murdoch, personal owner of Del Stereo, set me up with the exact stereo system I need? Well, let's take a look at you. Busy executive, on the go, drive your own personal luxury car. Your belt matches your shoes, but there's a hole in your life. Well, let's fill that hole with sound. State of the art. Let's talk signal to noise ratio, man to man.
Del, I'm Herb Turley.
Hey, good to see you, Herb.
General sales manager for WKRP in Cincinnati.
Radio exec. Knew I couldn't fool you with that Bush League equipment. Well, let's talk top of the line.
I've already got a stereo.
We don't make exchanges. Read the small print. No refunds. That's our motto.
And it's a catchy one, too.
Well, thanks, Herb.
You should advertise it.
Huh? Yeah?
Business bad? Items not moving, inventory backlogged. It's an old story, Del. And I know what you're asking yourself. How can I build floor traffic? The magic word, Del, is radio. Now let's talk advertising. Why advertise in the newspaper? Kids today can't read. And television, stinkerino. It's radio, Del. The magic word is radio.
Speaking of radio, Herb, let's look at this little Nansui portable. Isn't she a beauty?
She sure is, Del. Let's tune in to WKRP AM radio, where your advertising dollar works its hardest.
Herb, can I be sincere for just one moment? Not only are you an impeccable dresser, but you are one heck of a salesman.
Well, Del, coming from you, that's the greatest compliment ever paid me. And I mean that sincerely.
You want the radio?
And the stereo. Do you want to advertise on WKRP?
Exclusively.
Well, Bob, I sure would like to help you on this, but we just don't have any openings right now.
But listen, not to worry. Something will come up for
you. Well, I'm not worried. I don't really need a job right now. I'm just taking a hard look at the type of station that I want to be personally associated with. That's why I came here first, because WKRP is number one, and I want to be with the best.
Well, actually, we're number 16 in an 18-station market, Bob.
Are we interrupting anything?
No, not at all.
Because I want you to meet one of the world's great advertising salesmen.
Her?
You made a sale?
That's great, Herb. Congratulations.
No, that's nothing. It's a remote from Del Stereo's shop from noon Saturday for 3 big hours.
Boy, I have done a few remotes in my time.
Mr. Carlson, Herb, this is Bob Burnett. Bob is a DJ looking for a position here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, hopefully with WKRP. But I think I better be going now.
Well, okay, Bob.
I'm having lunch today over at WPIG.
Well, WPIG, now that is the number one station in town.
Those swine. But you are number one with me, and good luck on that remote, Herb. Andy, I'll be in touch.
Okay, and good luck to you, Bob.
Isn't this great? New sales rolling in, people coming to us for jobs. I like it.
Come on, Herb, tell us all about the sale.
Well, I know I don't have to tell you guys that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've had tougher sales. Hey, I've had easier sales. In fact, I've had sales that just sort of fell right in the middle. I think it was the remote that clinched the deal.
Well, I think it's great. Now all we got to do is just figure out who's going to DJ the show. I think Johnny would probably be... Yeah.
Dell was sort of hoping I would do it.
What?
Well, he wants a salesman in there pitching, not some wigged-out disc jockey.
Come on, Herb, we have discussed this thing before.
I know. I'm the sales manager here, not an on-the-air personality. Gosh darn, what a waste. Well, gosh darn it, how's it going, huh? Hey, ready for the sale of the century?
I think we're gonna kill him. You must be Johnny Beaver.
Beaver.
Oh, yeah. I'm Dell. I own this place. That's important. You must be pretty keyed up.
Yeah, it's like a coiled spring inside.
Get some coffee here.
Coffee, we got it. Yeah, not just for you either. Customers get the same treatment. You'll see, that's the kind of guy I am. Just don't touch anything, though. That's very important. Don't touch the merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Speed kills, Dell.
Who's he?
That's Bucky Dornster, our engineer.
How's it going?
All right. It's a Yamasaki 9000!
Sorry.
Sorry, I'll kill you! However, it's okay. We'll just mark it down. I'm Dell Murdoch. I own this place. It's very important. Keep your hands off the merchandise. It's all right.
I'm sorry. Bucky, why don't you watch what you're doing?
You take it up with my union.
Union? I don't want any trouble with the unions. I hate unions. However, I'm all for them. Don't forget I said that.
Speed kills, Dell.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
The fuse box is in the back. Johnny, your remote board is all set up. So, yeah, right. So why don't you both go to work?
Just don't break anything, huh, guys?
Dell, I got a van parked out front with a stereo system that could blow this whole store right into the river.
That's nice. Good to have you on our side. Listen, if there's anything you need, let me help out. You know, I used to be a DJ. I'm not bragging, though.
Excuse me?
Right, jar, buckaroo.
Don't ever call me that again.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it won't be long now, Dell.
Look, Herb, if this doesn't work out, I get my money back, right?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
Well, don't worry about it. My lawyer will see yours. They'll work it out. You'll see.
Yeah. Look, is there anything you want Johnny to sell in particular?
Yeah. Got a list of merchandise right over here. One thing, though. I do most of the commercials. Now, that's important.
It's fine by me.
What was that?
I think that was a Goring 3000 turntable.
Goring 3000.
I don't believe this.
It's all a bunch of junk anyway.
Oh, Dell.
Now, hey. These things happen. Give me a minute. I know how to handle these people.
Tear them apart for me, will you, Herb? I'd appreciate it. Whew, I'm lucky the price is right. I've been checking around. I don't see how you guys can do these commercials so cheap.
Oh, you'll understand when you see the response you got.
I talked to him, Dell. He'll be more careful.
Yeah, Herb. Herb, just a second. Look, if no customers come in, I get my money back, don't I?
Dell, by golly, I gotta run. Good luck.
Hey,
Johnny, break a leg.
Yeah, legs are okay. Just don't break the merchandise, huh?
Hey, look. If you need anything, Dell, anything at all, I'll be in my car somewhere.
Herb.
Hey, Bucky!
Yeah?
Bucky, you ready?
Yeah?
Hang on, Dell, baby. Here we go.
Let's test it.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Power!
Dell?
Yeah?
How do you like it so far?
Okay, look, we only got about 30 seconds to the remote. Now, where's your lead-in copy?
What lead-in copy?
Isn't that your lead-in copy? You mean you haven't looked at your lead-in copy?
It's all right, Andy. You don't have to worry. I'm a pro. I don't have to practice.
Hello, fellow babies.
Let's really get mellow and blow the day with Dr. Johnny Fever, who is cooking. Down at Dell's Stereo and Sound with some heavy sounds and stereo deals. So right now we switch you live to Johnny Fever. We switch you live to Johnny Fever himself at Dell's Stereo and Sound. Take it away, Doctor.
What the hell is going on?
I can't see.
Can you fix it?
I don't know. Hi, Bucky!
Anything is possible, Dell.
Doctor, get that off the air, will you?
Dell.
Do something, Les. Do something. What? I don't know. Get back on here. Get more news. Get more news.
I don't know any more news.
Oh, here, this public service cartridge.
No, wait. I know.
This public service, all right.
No!
This has been Les Nessman reporting.
All right, babies, this is Dr. Johnny Fever, and we're back on the air, coming at you live and jiving from Dell's Stereo and Sound in downtown Cincinnati. And here's a real treat. I've got Del Murdoch with me in person. Take it away, Del.
All right, Charles, Johnny, what a wonderful sale we've got going on down here. Unbelievable.
That's right, folks. It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, Johnny, because we're making deals down here that even the factory can't top. We're talking Burgett turntables. We're talking Bosch amplifiers. We're talking Goring speakers. You name it, we're talking. We're talking Hornings, Barkers, Blitzers, and Marcucci's. We're talking top-of-the-line merchandise that you can't find anyplace else with these prices. And why? Because Dell beats all deals. And why? Because I mark up nothing. I know, Johnny, call me crazy.
You're crazy, Dell.
Okay, let's talk crazy. Let's come on down here and talk Nansui. Let's talk Vibratone. Let's talk Nietzsche sound. Let's talk the incredible Moosey-Eye Hockey. And that's only the beginning, Johnny.
Right you are, Dell. And right now...
And John.
Dell.
I can just hear those people out there asking themselves right now, where in the world can we find and locate these incredible bargains?
Where, Dell?
Well, right on down here at Dell Stereo and Sound, 24679 Pugner, just south of Strake and Grambling, one block south of the Wingy Minone Memorial Mall, across the street from where the Men Without Work hang out. So let's go, everybody. Come on down, walk, run, jump, limp, crawl. I don't care. Just get down here.
Through?
Yeah.
Dell's through, folks. But the doctor is just getting started. Music, please. Listen, Dell, I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but I think maybe you could talk a little faster.
What do you know? You and your broken-down station. Let's talk blown fuses. Let's talk broken merchandise. Let's talk no customers. This is ridiculous, do you hear me? Ridiculous!
Dell.
What?
Customer.
Welcome to the wonderful world of music and sound. Anything you need, you name it.
Do you have a bathroom?
Bathroom, bathroom. What's that? Boswell. Bathroom. Right back there.
Thank you.
What is this, a gas station? I'm going to tell you something. I want to see Tarlac. I want my money back. I mean it. You'll see.
It's 12:30 in Cincinnati. This is WKRP, and this is Dr. Johnny Fever making a house call down at Dell Stereo and Sound. And right now, I'd like to try to describe some of the incredible action that's happening down here. A man we believe might be a customer has just come back from freshening up, and it looks as though he's leaving. No, hold it. He's pausing there. Maybe he's going to chat with Del Murdoch, personable owner of Dell Stereo and Sound. Yes, he is. Maybe he's going to buy something here. And he's... No, he's pulled out a gun. Policemen who might be listening, and apparently we're being held up down here at Dell Stereo and Sound. That's at 24675... 9.
I'm no expert on firearms, but I'd say the perpetrator is sporting a 45.
How's it going?
Probably
shh,
a surplus.
Don't shh. Me, I'm the boss.
The store's being held up.
What store?
Dell Stereo.
Oh, good grief.
He's made eye contact with me now. It's time to play another record.
I'm sorry, sir. We got no cash in the cash register. This is a credit card business. I'm not allowed to keep cash, nor checks, and no refunds. That's our motto.
I don't want money.
Huh?
Money can't buy happiness, my friend.
Do you really believe that nonsense?
Money can't buy fame, either.
Nut bar.
Money can't buy the love and adulation of the crowd.
We're talking bent noodle here. Could I interest you in a home stereo?
No. Would you please put your hands down?
Sure.
Hey, look, if you don't want money, just what is it exactly that you do want?
Get out of that chair and let me do the show.
What?
I'm a DJ, too.
Hey, you see it? I mean, announcer is written all over me.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
I am working 6 months. 6 months? I can't even get arrested. Not even WKRP will hire me, and this is the lousiest station in town.
Yeah, are you here to create an opening at the station? Or...
I'm here to hijack this broadcast. Huh? Once I get through here, I'll be the most famous disc jockey in North America. There'll be stories in all the papers. I'll have more job offers than I know what to do with.
Excuse me.
Hold it right there, pal.
Sorry, I'm on lunch break.
Free!
Okay. Go ahead and shoot. But you're going to have to answer to Engineers Local 601 if I don't get my lunch.
Right, is he in 601? Well, I don't want any trouble with unions, especially that one. I guess it's bon appetit. I'm taking over now.
No problem.
Bob Barnett.
Bob Barnett, is that the air name you're going to use?
Yeah, why?
Bob. No. See, this is a rock operation. Now, you want to do this thing right, huh? Oh. Boogie. Bob Boogie. Bobby Boogie. See, it has a roll to it.
Bobby Boogie?
Bobby Boogie. Trust me on this one, huh?
Bobby Boogie.
Yeah, come on.
Bobby Boogie.
Yeah.
Bobby Boogie. Bobby Boogie.
Bobby Boogie. Bobby Boogie. Bobby Boogie.
What's happening now? Why can't I hear anything in here? How do you turn the sound up in this place? What's the matter with you?
I had on the headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon? I said I'm sorry. It's all right.
So, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
Okay, gang, this is your big bad bobbin' buddy, Bobby Boogie, and that was a song I guess you'd have to call a classic.
Who's that?
It's not,
you know,
Johnny.
It's really good to crawl back into these stacks of wax.
It's not Dell.
But I say, let's keep those wheels turning with another milestone on the solid gold highway of hits.
Turn it down. Once upon a
time. I think it's probably the robber.
No, don't be a jerk.
I'm sorry.
I've heard the voice before, but I can't place it.
Bobby Boogie. I know I'm a jerk and all that. But has anybody tried to call the police?
Then I got fired from the classical music station in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I had a jazz operation in Dayton, and that was my last job.
This is nuts.
They replaced me with a machine.
Automated station.
Yeah. I was replaced by a machine. Just like this.
God! Are you crazy?
They're gonna knock us all out of work.
Machines!
Why don't you just shoot me?
Oh, gee, Del, I don't know.
Bob, lock him in the bathroom.
That's a good idea.
You're not supposed to help him, Fever. This is robbery. I'm robbery. I mean it. We're talking 10 to 15, Fever. We're talking Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Fever. We're talking your FBI.
Oh, yeah. Give me the keys.
Bob, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I think Dell is right on this one.
Huh?
I mean, I know you're just trying to find a job for yourself, and, well, you haven't stolen any money yet, but, Bob, now, unless I'm mistaken, it's still against the law to threaten people with a gun.
You think I'm crazy? I wouldn't carry a loaded gun.
Why don't I hold the gun,
huh? Thank you. Oh.
What was that?
Vibraton 250, Dal.
Perfect!
I've made a terrible mistake. A terrible mistake.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, huh?
Yeah, but this one's gonna ruin my life.
Yeah, we all ruin our lives.
Yeah, but I'm going to jail.
Look, we all... Not necessarily. This is WKRP, remember? Nobody's listening.
Yeah, but somebody down the station must have called the police by now.
That's just it. You've got to get out of here now. Listen, when the cops come, I'll give them a bad description of you, okay?
Oh, Johnny, you're such a nice guy.
Thanks, Bob. Listen, I'm going to level with you, pal. Huh? I myself have been out of work for more than 6 months at a shot.
on several occasions, huh? Now, just take my word for it. You keep looking, something will open up, baby.
Yeah, sure.
Come on. We got to get out of here, Bob. Let's go. Let's go. We don't have all...
Please! Don't move! Put your hands in the air. All right, drop it. Is he the only one?
Huh? Yeah, that's right, officer. I always work with him. See, that way, nobody else can be blamed. It's just my fault if it doesn't go right, see?
Get the gun.
Bye-bye, Mr. Boogie.
John R. Carabella, also known as Johnny Duke, Johnny Style, Johnny Cool, and Dr. Johnny Fever, was released from custody after questioning. Police are now looking for a new suspect, known only as Bob Boogie. A composite drawing based on testimony given by the disc jockey is being distributed nationwide. If you see this man, contact the Cincinnati Police Department immediately.